God. We greet you all in the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Sister D, do me a favor. Can you grab me those noodles and the peanut butter? Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. We greet you all in the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. It's always a blessing to see you. Praise God. What a day that we can honor the Lord. He deserves this time. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Exciting times. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We honor the Lord today because He deserves this time. Do you agree with me? Amen. Yes, yes. Our Lord deserves our thanksgiving, our worship. Amen. On this 15th of April, 2018, can you imagine it's already halfway of the year? No, time flies, really. Time flies. We always thank God for opportunities that we could come together on Sundays, of course, Bible studies and Fridays, and occasions wherein we attend some, you know, get together of some families, and we're grateful to the Lord for the past 2 weekends that we were able to connect with people. Amen. Praise God. Because, you know, our God is a God for people. Do you believe that? That our Lord is just that. Amen. And of course, we thank the Lord for seeing familiar faces again. And we welcome our sister Carmen. Praise God. We're so blessed that she can be with us today. The sister of our sister Emma. Para silang kambala, no? Praise the Lord. Of course. Praise the Lord. What a blessing that, you know, we can come together. Of course, we acknowledge also the presence of Brother Rusty, Sister Rochelle, and the family. Praise God. Amen, amen. And everyone that, and of course, Oh, yeah, yes, yes. Rochelle is here. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses. Okay, Rochelle is here with us, of course. Did you bring Savior with you? Yes. We finally met the new boy in the block. Baby Savior, praise God. And so it was a blessing for us to attend Sophia's 3rd birthday and, of course, to meet the family and friends of our sister Rochelle. Amen, amen. And of course, Brother Russell is still with us, visiting from the Philippines. How was Frisco? Good. Cold. Amen, praise the Lord. Like what Sister Louisa said, you know, the weather changes constantly. But, you know, no complaints because... One thing we know is the Lord, who is the controller of season, even in nature. We have here in America, we have the 4 seasons. We have fall, we have winter, we have spring. We love spring, and of course summer. And the Lord has reason for those changes in season, whether it be in the natural or even in our spiritual lives. God is with us in every season of our lives. You say amen to that? Yes, amen. And so we thank God whether you're a young person, whether you're in your mid-something, whether you're in your prime, God is with us. Today we're going to pray for a couple who's leaving for the Philippines this coming Friday. What's amazing about them is they celebrated, we mentioned this at one time, they celebrated their 56th wedding anniversary. Wow! Yeah, most of us would say, wow, and it's the grace of God. And you know how has the Lord has given them strength. They could even go to New York. You know, when you go to New York, you do a lot of walking. Oh, my goodness. They have done that. And so we are so thankful for their lives, how we see in their lives the grace of God, the enabling power of the Lord. We're going to pray for Brother Ben and Sister Deli. Come on, po. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Ano, look at her. Laging kalakasan. The strength comes from God.
Yes. Amen.
The strength comes from God. And we know that God gives us His strength for a reason. And so as a family of God, we're going to bless them and ask the Lord for not just for the safety in their travel, but how God would use them as they visit family and friends. This, how long will you be gone, po?
3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks. Okay. And next week, we're going to pray for Sister Beth and Brother Ray. They're going to leave for the Philippines too. Amen. Kailan kaya tayo, no? Ano kaya ba?
Malapit na.
Yes. Let's thank the Lord for this opportunity. Amen. Heavenly Father, we honor you today. We thank you, Lord, oh God, how you you show to us how faithful you are. More so in the lives of Brother Ben and Sister Deli, Lord God. When people would hear, oh, wow, they've been married for 56 years, God, and people would say, wow. And we say, yes, Lord. It's an example of your grace upon their lives. And Lord, this blessed opportunity you've given them this coming Friday that they would visit, Lord God, their family and friends in the Philippines. We thank you for your hedge of protection upon them. We ask, Father God, for the strength, Lord God, and above all, the anointing of your Spirit, O God, that you would use Brother Ben and Sister Deli to be your instruments of blessings to their families, loved ones, relatives and friends, O God, that, Lord, they would be your messengers of hope, messengers of your love and extension of your love and grace. Lord, there's no age factor, Lord God, when it comes to serving you, Lord. And we are so thankful that you have given them this opportunity to be a blessing to many, O God. And so, Father God, we ask that you bring them back home safely to us with many praise reports, O God, of your goodness and of your power in their lives, in the lives that you will touch through them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, po. God bless you. God bless you, mommy. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. She's going to celebrate her birthday. Oh, yeah, April 30 is her birthday. Sige, advance happy birthday. Praise the Lord. God bless you, po. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. And so, we are observing prayer and fasting today, so we're not going to serve lunch today. And later on in the study of the Word, we pray that you and I will be encouraged why we need to do this. Why you and I need to exercise our spiritual disciplines. Amen. And prayer coupled with fasting is one of them. Amen. And the focus later on, you notice that we did not form into our prayer circles. We're going to do that after the Word, because what we would want is that you get pumped up when you and I would hear the Word of God. Now, can I, you know, if you were to be asked, you want to make a difference in the life of someone?
Yes.
Talking about making a difference in the lives of others, there's a reason why I have these noodles that our sister Cora gave me and this peanut butter thing. I got a video message and a praise report from Pastor Romel just a few days ago. So the 7 boxes that we sent to Montalban, the province in Rizal in the Philippines, they got it. They got the boxes. And you know what? They immediately put together those things that they got, and they were able to reach out so many poor people in that part of the country. And so, and see, the thing about this is we're not just meeting their needs, their felt needs. Marami po, they're so poor, they can't afford to buy these things. But you know what? We were also able to buy Bibles with the funds that we have put together. So two things. It's like hitting two birds with one stone. We give them their physical needs and above all, spiritual needs. Because the greatest need of people is to receive Jesus in their lives, the forgiveness of sins, and to know that there's hope. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And he even sent me a video how not just the poor among them, but even police officers. Hallelujah. So we know that there's revival in that land. I'm sharing this with you because when we take our offering, for you to know that our giving goes a long way. God would encourage us that everything that you and I do, even in our giving, makes a lot of difference. Amen. Can I make some suggestions? Because although we already sent the 7 boxes, we're putting together another set of boxes. Some of you have started to bring clothes. But can we suggest also other stuff like this and noodles? How about Vienna sausage. Who loves Vienna sausage on their pan de sal? Oh, you love them. If you have too much Vienna sausage in your pantry, bring them here. And we're going to feel, how about mungo beans? How about, who loves Spam? The low sodium, okay? We were talking about that yesterday when we had our elders' prayer meeting. We were doing some brainstorming. As well. Oh, what else can we bring besides clothes? And then, Spam? If you can afford to give some corned beef, that would be like a feast for them. You know, we count our sodium here, our sodium intake here. But don't hold, they rarely taste this, so no problem, no problem. Brother Ruel said instant oatmeal, right? Yeah. They just boil, put it there. If you bring some boxes of raisins, the raisins will go well with the oatmeal, no? Cereal. I know some of our seniors, how the government would kind of help out our seniors. At times, there's so much of them. Bring them here. Yeah. So powdered milk, because we're trying to reach as many children as we can. And, of course, the toys that you give, this such a blessing to them. Amen. So know that you and I are making a difference in the lives of others as we obey the Lord in our giving. As we call on the ushers, praise the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you are the God who exemplifies giving. You model for us how to give, and you have given your best, and that is your only son, Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you for the steering of the hearts of your people, that, Lord, you're steering the spirit of generosity within us. That how in our giving we can be a blessing to so many who are in need. Not just their physical needs, but God above all, their spiritual needs. We thank you for the opportunity that we get connected with the ministry of Pastor Romel in that part of the world, Lord God, for we know that, Lord, you're going to use the funds that we are sending, Lord God, to be a blessing to so many, that people will experience the love of God firsthand. We thank you for your people here that, Lord, oh God, they're excited to give, willing to give, oh God, even above and beyond the times, God, sacrificial giving among so many, Lord. Knowing that, God, this is our way of honoring you, and giving is part of our worship. And so, Lord, thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Bless your people, and we know that you are faithful to do your part, that as we give, that, Lord, you would bless your people indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's call on the ushers. Brother Owen.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And let the living proclaim. Let everything that has breath,
thank you so much,
praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let me just mention before we go to the study of the Word today, mention some important dates that we have marked in our calendar. Let me call on Sister Flory. There's an event that has been set for an opportunity for us to be a blessing. Grab a mic, Sister.
Good morning, brothers.
Praise God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I just want to invite everybody that we have another Royal Wood outreach on May 12th at 10:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. God has blessed us so many things. So let's be an instrument of his love, comfort, hope that the people there in Royal Wood need so much.
That's right.
And we will not regret it, because we will experience the unspeakable joy when we serve.
That's right.
The brothers and sisters in Royal Wood.
That's right. Amen.
So brothers and sisters, come and join us in Royal Wood. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So Royal Wood is not visiting Queen Elizabeth. Royal Wood, it's a convalescent located just right here in South Bay in Torrance. So we visit visit those people there who are sick and recovering, and some of them are actually residents of that convalescent. So we go there, we as a group, we sing songs and minister to them. And most of the time after, all the time without fail, they would say, please come back, because this is what we do. We bring joy to the hearts of so many. Amen. Praise God. And so next Saturday, that's April 21st, we're going to have our parenting class. And so that's from 10 to 2. We're going to serve lunch. We're going to encourage, part of our study is you would hear parents. So we would like to bring this resource to a lot of you who are raising up your children, and so to be equipped to raise up your children in the times that we are living in. Amen. And then Sunday, which is the 22nd, we're going to have our servanthood class. So for those already ministering, and for those, this is an invitation for those who would like to be a part of the ministry. Amen. And May 3, that's National Day of Prayer. But we're going, because that's Thursday, but we're going to do, of course, our usual Wednesday Bible study. I don't want to mess up the schedules because some might not be available on Thursday, but we don't want to miss coming together to pray, more so for our nation. Do you know the importance of why we need to do this? Most of you know the tensions going on in Syria. We need not be fearful. What we need is to stay close to God. Stay close to God. And these are the times that we really need to be serious in our walk with God. Amen. And of course, so that's May 3rd is the National Day of Prayer, but of course we're going to have our usual Bible study on Wednesday. May 5, Cinco de Mayo, as they call it, it's an important date. It's Peter John's birthday. How many of us miss Peter John so much? And it's a time for us to honor him because it's his birthday. We will always tease him, oh, you know what? The whole nation of Mexico is celebrating your birthday, Cinco de Mayo. And of course, as a church, we would like to express our love for Peter John. But before we visit him, so that's we're going to do that in the afternoon. In the morning at 11, we have another young boy. I already call him a young boy because he has grown so much. The grandson of our sister Louisa is going to be dedicated, baby Trenton. Amen. So that's on May 5. And then, of course, May 13 is Mother's Day. Amen. And so we're going to honor the mothers on May 13. Amen. Glory to God. So let's just come to the Lord and let's just thank him for the word that he's going to speak to our hearts this afternoon. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once more for another blessed opportunity you've given us to come together as a people of God. Whether we are in the things of the Lord for a long time or we're someone new, taking baby steps in our spiritual lives, Lord, we thank you that, Lord, in your faithfulness, you guide us every step of the way. And we ask that, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to our hearts clearly, and above all, grant us the grace to obey the principles that you're going to teach us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Matthew 5, verse 13. First gospel, and Jesus said these words, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men." You know, one thing about the Lord Jesus, you know, he's a teacher. He's a good teacher. He would use illustrations that we see every day in our lives for us to be able to understand the spiritual lessons and principles that he is going to teach us. So here in this passage, Jesus was speaking to his disciples then, but he's also speaking to us today. You and I consider ourselves as a disciple. What's a disciple? We're like a learner. We try to learn the things that Jesus is teaching us. Amen. And so here in this text, he's comparing the function of a Christian here on earth as what? Salt. Salt, of all things. Why salt? Now, he compares our function again here on earth as salt. Now, do you know that how important is salt? In the early first century, salt was so important that at times people use salt to pay someone. If you buy something, okay, I'll pay you with salt. That's how important it was. And that's how important it is. In our everyday life, we see the meaning of how you and I value salt. It becomes clear where do we use salt. So two things in relation to our eating. How many of you loves In-N-Out? Tell me the truth. Okay, baka after the fasting today, oh, where are we gonna go? Let's go to In-N-Out. Do you like your French fries without salt?
No.
Oh. No. Isa ka lang. Sister Guy she's the only one that says, I like my French fries without salt. I like my French fries with salt. Not too much, but it gives flavor. So one thing that salt does in relation to food is salt gives flavor. We enjoy our, how about your watermelon? Different version. At times, some of you might like put a dash of salt to enjoy your watermelon. We just use this as an example because what might seem inedible or unappetizing would become flavorful when we put a little bit of salt, right? Salt makes the difference, causing us to enjoy what we are eating. Okay? So as Christians, why did Jesus say that you and I are the salt of the earth? So in relation to food, do you know that our presence, when we say a Christian, we say someone who experienced a true born-again experience. What does that mean? Someone that came to Christ at the cross and said, Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner, but Lord Jesus, I thank you that the remedy for my sin is asking, I repent of my sins, and I receive you in my life. I commit my life to you. And then, Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to guide us every day. Allow the Word of God and His Holy Spirit to guide us. That's a Christian. Some people would say, as easy as that, of course. It takes a step of faith because salvation is a gift. We don't earn it. Salvation is never because we did good works. Salvation is something that God has given to us. Amen. And as He has freely given, we receive it freely. Amen. And so that's why now as a Christian, do you know that our presence can give flavor to the place where we're at? It gives flavor to our families. It gives flavor if you're working in the workplace, if you're a young person going to school, your presence in your classroom gives flavor to that place. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced that at times when you eat something salty, what happens to you? You get what? There we go. Bullseye. You get thirsty. And so if we apply that in our spiritual lives, when we operate and function as a Christian, being the salt of the earth, your presence, at times you just talk to them because now your words are gracious. And it stirs this kind of thirst. And people would say, I like talking to you. Why? It's not even our personality. It's not even our own charismatic personality. No, it's the presence of God working in us and through us. You would notice that I like talking to you. You say things that, you know, it comforts me. That's, you know, when we start to share about the goodness of God, that's what happens. Amen. And so at times when we do our part, it makes people thirsty for our Lord Jesus. They might not realize that at the start, but eventually they you know, because probably when they talk to you, when you talk to them, they realize that what the world offers them never satisfies. People can always try things that the world can give. What are the things that the world will give? Today, this weekend, it's, how do you call that? Coachella? People go to, San Yon? Where is that? Indio. It's far and it's hot. And I saw on the internet how much it's going to cost to go to India, Coachella, for you to experience the fun. Let me just set the record straight. We're not here against having fun and pleasure, no. But people can spend all that money to be there, and then later on, you would hear them, so what happened there? Probably they had fun jumping up and down and doing all those stuff, but then later on come back still empty. Why? Because the answer to that need is only the hole, that big cavity, that big hole in the hearts of people can only be filled not with worldly things, but can only be filled with Jesus, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's why he says that I am the bread of life. He uses that. I am the bread of life. Because when we're hungry, what do we eat? What do we do? We eat. When we're thirsty, we drink water. When you, on a hot summer day, you drink water and then after that you get thirsty again. But with Jesus, when we have Jesus, we know that he is the real deal. He's a real deal. He gives us satisfaction that the world cannot offer. Amen. See, how do we start being the salt to the place where we're at? We start praying for them. We start sharing to them about Jesus. Some of you heard my recent testimony about what the Lord did recently, an episode that could have caused another health scare. But then I saw the power of God. And so when I shared that with someone at my workplace, Friday on my way out, I was already out of the building, and then this lady chased me and said, Monette, we have to have a lunch date because I want to hear more. I want to hear more about what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. So that's being salt of the earth. We start, we don't hide. We're not a secret Christians, no? We tell them that we love Jesus. We tell them that this is what the Lord did. Amen? And it's amazing how what God has done in your life will be a powerful tool to draw someone to Christ. Amen. And so I'm getting all of these lunch invitations. Mind you, they're ladies. Oh, may lunch date, Pastor? No, it's they're girls. See, because when we receive Jesus in our lives, now His Holy Spirit dwells in us. So because we are still here on earth, that God continues to deal. Hear this. God continues to deal with this world with His grace and mercy. I want us to look at we're going to read this story. We're going to see an important principle. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. We're going to start with verse 16. Follow along with us, please. So if you don't have a Bible with you, the usher can give you. We have so many extra Bibles because we don't want your trip wasted. Because what would make the difference in this gathering is the presence of our Lord and His Word through the work of His Holy Spirit. Amen. So you will leave this place all pumped up like a sports car, full tank. Yep. Yes, and ready to go. You could rev that engine. Oh, I'm ready to go for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 18, are you there with me? This was a time wherein Abraham pleaded for Sodom. Abraham prayed for the people in the city of Sodom. Verse 16, when the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? I want you to pause there. See, when you and I are reading the scriptures, every verse is loaded. Every verse has a detail, has a significance. When the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Now, I want you to put a mark on Genesis 18. I want you to look, turn to Amos chapter 3, verse 7. put a mark because we're going back po dun sa story. Amos. Let's go to Amos chapter 3 verse 7. Amos after Joel. If you see Malachi, go to the left. Amos 3, verse 7. Let's start with verse 6. Might as well start with verse 6. Amos 3, we're going to start with verse 6. When a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Look at verse 7. Surely, the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. Look at that verse closely. In Tagalog, namnamin, let it sink in our hearts. Let it sink in our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Surely, when we use that word surely in Tagalog, sigurado. Walang kaduda-duda, without any doubt, without fail. So here it says, surely the Lord does nothing without what? Revealing his plan to whom? To his servants, the prophets. And so, meaning to say, when God is about to do something, he reveals it to his people. He reveals it to his people. Why is this so important in these times that we are living in? We might be looking at a story that was written thousands of years ago, but do you know that the Word of God is relevant for us today? It is relevant. If you and I are professing Christians, we should have a firm conviction that whatever God says, some of them already happened. Some of them are already happening right before our eyes as we are talking. And some of them are about to be fulfilled. And what we don't want is when some of these prophecies that is about to unveil and to be done, that we are not caught because unexpectedly it comes. And it's like, I didn't know that. No, God is revealing it now. When he reveals something, when God gives his word, it would require action on our part. Not just for us to just hear, oh, ganda ng teaching, nice teaching. But at most of the times, it would challenge us to an action. And the answer to that question relies heavily. It relies heavily on our response. On our response. And so, God is here to build us up. Don't get me wrong. When you and I go through difficult times, because you know what? The Bible tells us that there's an event that's about to happen, and this is just a preparation for this event that is about to happen so close. The reason why I'm saying this is because last Friday, some of you must have heard the news as far as the tension going on in the Middle East, that the United States decided to do an airstrike on Syria because the government of Syria, President Assad, is doing all of this chemical attacks on his own citizens. Now, America, as a country that believes in democracy, that believes in the rights of human beings, respecting people, respecting children, respecting women, chooses not to be silent with this kind of attacks. And we as Christians, we need to really hear and see what God is doing, that as a Christian, what do we do when there's evil around us? And so that's why there is so much to learn from the Word of God in these times we're living in. Someone might be fearful. I heard someone say, stay close to home. You know, the world is about to end. No, my answer to that was stay close to God. Stay close to God. Stay close to the Lord, because the Lord is our refuge. In times of storms in life, Jesus is our hiding place. Jesus is our shield, and he is our firm foundation. When the shakening happens, when the shakening is already happening, it's already happening. We thank God that he is here for us as our firm foundation. Let's continue with that story in Genesis 18. So verse 18, the Lord had a plan for Abraham. Look at this, 18. Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. Verse 19, for I have chosen him, Abraham, so that, who's speaking here? It's the Lord. So that he, look at this more so for parents, 19, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Let's pause there again. If God had a plan for Abraham to be a blessing, to be great, and from him will rise up a powerful nation, can God do that also to you? If God has made a promise to Abraham, God has also made a promise to us that our lives will be a blessing, and as God blesses us, you and I will be a blessing to others. Now, particularly, what did the Lord mention here? He chose Abraham to do what? To do what? That he will direct his children and his household after after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is what? Right and just. How do we know that what we're doing is right? What is your basis to know that what you're doing is right? Is it based on people's opinions? Let's go with the flow. Let's go with the flow. Everyone else is doing it. Might as well do it. You know, might as well join the bandwagon. Everyone else is doing it because for them, there's safety in being part of the majority. But as Christians, you and I know that our basis to know what is right and wrong is what God says. If God says this is wrong, then it's wrong. If God says that this is right, then it is right. That's why in Isaiah it says, woe to those who make things wrong right. Are we in these times now praying in the name of, oh, that's wrong. Some young people who are Christians who are about to deliver a valedictorian speech, they would be given a cue. Don't mention Jesus in your prayer. You can talk about God, but not the name of Jesus. The world will try to silence us. But we as Christians, to be effective salt, there would be times wherein you and I would have to make choices. You and I would have to make choices. And making that choice would determine our eternal destiny. Making those choices will make whether you and I will be an effective Christian, follower of disciples in the places where we're at. Now, going back, let me just mention this because it's so important. Put a mark again because we're going back there. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. More so for parents. Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Can I ask for bottled water, please? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. What does it say? Only be careful. What does it say? And watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Can we be forgetful people? Do we need reminders at times?
Yes.
We all do. We all do. And so look at this. Verse 9 now. Teach them. What's them? The word of the Lord. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Now, some of you, I mentioned this last Sunday, and I'd like to take this opportunity, Sister Sally, just to really exalt the Lord with your life. Sister Sally, you know her personal testimony. She's a single mom. She came to know Christ. How young was Vincent when you came to know the Lord as a single mom? He was only 7. Only 7. But you would hear her almost make this public statement that when I came to know the Lord as a single mother, I you know, I value my relationship with God, and the church became my family. Sister Sally, as a single mom, single-handedly, not just single-handedly, but because of the Lord, was able to raise up his only son, Vincent, to be a godly person, a godly man. He had a story wherein Vincent was already, he chose to go to UCSD, San Diego. And, you know, of course, the only child, and then his son chose to live in San Diego. And so Sister Sally, she told me this story. The first few weeks, she was crying all the time because she missed her son. And then there will be times that she would kind of, not spy, you know, but kind of check on him. That's how parents are, no, I guess, no? And so kind of check on him. But to make the long story short, what Sister Sally modeled in the life of his son has such an impact that Vincent grew up to be a godly man. Sister Sally told us a story that Vincent would always tell that to her. Thank you, Mom, for... Because you know what? What did Sister Sally do when Vincent was growing up? You know, of course, as a young man, he's into games, video games, and then Sister Sally would constantly remind him. Our Bible studies then was what day? Thursdays? No. And so, oh, Vincent, do your homework, because tomorrow night is Bible study night. So meaning to say, every time that she would like remind Vincent, it was telling him that God is important in our lives. We have someone, we have our elder Nelson that raised up Hannah, causing Hannah to realize that Sundays are important for the Lord. And so she got into all these sport activities and then just modeled to them. We're not here to dictate on anyone. No, that's not our role. We just give you the word and you tackle it with God. And as parents, I know that you have all of these things, all crazy schedules. At times, if you ask a young person, at times with our young people, can you do this? Oh, I'm booked. Okay, they would look at their smartphone. Oh my gosh, look at their calendars. Oh, most of the dates are marked because they have all of these activities. And we're not here against education. No, 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 we're not doing that. We're not doing that. What we're saying here is, it's time for us to model to our children the importance, the value of our relationship with God. Mistakes done in the past, there's still hope. If that was done lacking before, it can be remedied by the grace of God. That's why the grace of God is amazing. It's amazing. Amen. So yung kakulangan before, the grace of God can fill. We just ask God, Lord, I messed up. Hindi ko na ituro. But Lord, help me. Amen. And God will do it. Let's continue with the story. Amen. The importance of prayer and modeling the example to the Lord, to our children, to the next generation. Amen. Now, verse 20. Are we there? Genesis 18. There's so much to cover in this study. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. Please follow along. The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge, capital J, of all the earth do right? Let's pause there, because there's an important principle as Abraham was interceding for the people in Sodom, because judgment was about to come upon Sodom, right? Because we have to remember one of the nature and characteristic of God is a holy God. God is a holy God. That's why he had to deal with sin in our lives by sending Jesus. Because on our own, we cannot approach God on our own. Not on our own terms, but with what God has set, right? And so, isn't it wonderful that now Later on, we're going to see. Now, one of the privileges of having Christ is now you and I can approach the throne of grace with such boldness and confidence. Even when, let's say, we messed up earlier or yesterday. Oh, yes. At times, the enemy would use that to put us down. Let's say, as a married couple, you had a fight. No? And then, you would come to the Bible study. At times, you feel down, and the enemy would try to magnify what you did, what you said, what we did not do. Amen? But, you know, that's where the grace of God comes in. And that's where the blood of Jesus comes in. Now, we want to point out something that is so important here. When Abraham was interceding for the people in Sodom, there's a principle we would want to learn. Number one, it is never the will of God that the judgment due to the wicked should come upon the righteous. Let me repeat that. It's never the will of God that the judgment, is there a judgment day that the Bible speaks about? Yes, because Jesus, in his second coming, will come as a judge. The first time he came as a savior, but in his second coming, he's going to judge the world, the wicked. Will there be a judgment day also for believers? Yes. But not to be subject to wrath or punishment. But the judgment for believers, that would be, there would be a rewarding ceremony. Oh, love that. Iba hong mag-reward si Lord. How many of you have, I have this card with B of A. It gives rewards. As I use my card, gives me some change. Gives me rewards. And it would say, for being a valuable member for this long period of time, that when you use your card to purchase gas, purchase grocery, you're going to earn points. If financial institutions can reward, how much more our God? Because the Word of God says, eyes have not seen, the ear has not heard, and the mind has not conceived what the Lord has prepared for whom? For those who love Him. For those who love Him. Amen. So the first principle in this story is that it's never the will of God that the judgment due, para kanino, the judgment due for the wicked should come upon the righteous. Diba? Nakita po natin sa verse 23. We saw that in verse 23. Because it's important for us to realize that we were made righteous by faith in Christ. And if we are leading lives that truly expresses our faith, then it's never God's will that we be included in the judgment that He's going to bring upon the wicked. Are there wicked people around us? A lot. Okay, there's another thing. How about persecution? Ano yung persecution? Persecution comes from the wicked upon the righteous. You would hear some people that they're being persecuted because they made the choice for their faith, right? Someone would say, oh, I'm not going to endorse their business because they just made their stand as far as, I think that happened to Pacquiao. Kilala niyo ba si Pacquiao? When he just said, what do you believe about a certain lifestyle, about homosexuality? He just mentioned about what the Word of God says. Do you know that now he's no longer being endorsed? Huh? No more. See? That's what happens when we make a stand for Christ. So persecution comes from the wicked upon the righteous, but judgment comes from God, who is righteous. Judgment, we never judge people. God is the only judge. Bakit po tayo hindi dapat mag-judge? We should not judge one another. Because we don't know everything. We don't know everything. Praise the Lord. And so, does the Bible warn us that persecution will come for those who follow Christ? Yes. Yes. Now, I want us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32. Amen. What does it say there? But when we Christians are judged, did you see that? When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the... So, God, as Christians, do we get discipline from the Lord? Or the Bible calls it chastening. Meaning to say, as sons and daughters of God, God would also chasten us. Why? Without discipline, we will be considered as what? Illegitimate children. Discipline will come from the Lord, but it's also for our good. Amen? So the very purpose of the chastening of God is to preserve us, to change us, to purify us. Don't we know that the Bible teaches us that, di ba ho totoo ito, this is true, that when you and I go through problems in our lives, it humbles us. Problems humble us. We looked at that last Friday before we had our Friday prayer meeting, that one of the things that our problems would drive home, do a touchdown in our hearts and in our minds is when it teaches us not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on God alone. Is it a difficult process? Yes. For most of us that have grown up with our ways, may mga set patterns in our ways of thinking, oh, I can do this on my own. I can solve my problem. Probably you would leave messages like you don't want to be helped. That was one of the lessons that the Lord taught me. What's easy for me to help others, but when it's my, I'll be on the other side of the fence receiving help. Oh, and the Lord taught me that's being prideful. That's pride, anak. And so I want to bless that person who's about to help you. So for it to be full circle, receive it. Receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so at times we don't want na tayo ang tinutulungan. Gusto natin laging tayo ang, oh, si super monet. Oh, eto na naman, to the rescue. But when it's my turn to ask for help, at times it's like, no, I don't want others to know what I'm going through, no? But there are always important lessons for us to learn when we go through difficult times. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the very purpose of the chastening of God is to preserve us from the judgment that is about to happen. Amen. Now, there's another thing that another purpose of salt, not just to give flavor, but what? To restrain corruption. To restrain corruption. Salt restrains or holds back or delays the process of corruption of meat and fish. Why do we have beef jerky? They use salt. Do you know that even before refrigerators were invented, when sailors would go for a long voyage, for them to be able to eat their meat, para maging, they would put salt. When you grab, let's say, yung mga ano sa Seafood City, salted, paborito ng lahat. Or yung mga tuyo, yung dying, di ba? Bakit not, how are we able to eat that in spite of that fish being caught way sa Philippines pa po, sa waters na, the seas in the Philippines, and it comes here in America? It was preserved with salt. Amen. And so why does the Lord use that? So salt will not totally stop the corruption, but it delays. So if that is what it's doing, some meat, a piece of meat, that's also the work of the Holy Spirit in us. So if you are present in a place, your presence delays the corruption. I always hear this most of the time. Let's say there, some of us are Christians and we go to the lunchroom and people are, jokes. We call them green jokes. Bakit nga ba green? Why? I don't, never mind. Green jokes. And so when you step in and they would say, oh, nandiyan na si ano, tigilan niyo yung mga jokes yung, di ba? Right? Do you notice that? So somehow, your presence stopped the, let's say whether what they're talking about is bad, it stops it. Amen. But now, so as Christians, our presence works like that. Amen. Now, like what we said, the corruption is already at work. the corruption because of sin is already at work. Do we believe that? That is already at work here in this world that we're living in? We see that in every level. In every level. Whether a person bound in drug addiction or in certain ways of or sexual immorality, you know, all that. In every level, it's there. In schools, just what happened in Parkland, Florida. Is that evil? When there's so much hatred in the heart of someone to just buy an AR-15 and decide to go to a place and start shooting people, is that evil? And our prayers that our hearts will not grow numb every time we hear this news. It should steer us to do what God has called us to do, and that is not to pray and to reach out many young people. We are asking God for help for our young people. We might have a handful. We might have a handful of toddlers. We need volunteers for our Sunday school and come to God before the throne of God and start praying for our children. As parents, lay hands. If you have Christ, begin to lay hands on your children. When they start to go to school, ask God to surround them with ministering angels. I mean, because we don't know what's out there. Does prayer work? We need to have faith in God when we pray. Because you and I cannot control everything that's happening in our lives nor in the lives of your children, grandchildren. But God can. So in every level, we see the corruption because of sin. So why is there the breakdown in family? That's the work of Satan. That's the work of Satan. When there would be reasons and say pride, when pride sets in, pride comes from hell. Pride comes from hell. Satan is the source of that. When there are arguments, what do? Oh, I would leave this marriage because blah, blah, and not be able to forgive. And it takes the grace of God for us to be able to forgive someone who has offended us big time. Amen. In every level, in workplaces, there's what? There's greed. How many of you, I had like a bottle of peanut butter here. There was one time wherein there was this huge manufacturing company that processes peanut butter. And the quality control found out that the peanuts that they harvested was contaminated with salmonella. So they sent an email to the top gun, to the top person in the company, and probably when he did all the cost, the bottom line is it's going to cost the company if they be thrown away. He said after that email, he gave the go-through, go ahead with the production. So they processed the peanut butter with the salmonella and then distributed it in many parts of the country. There were so many people that died, more so children and elderly people. Why? Greed. The Bible tells us that there will be all of these things happening in the end times. Government, we're not here to put down anyone. We're not here to put down anyone. Haven't you noticed that if a person is elected to a position of authority, what are they called? They're called public servants. It all comes from God, the principle of servanthood. Whether someone is elected in a high-ranking position, and what we're hearing now is people abuse their power and authority. Jesus is our model as when it comes to servanthood. In fact, the Bible tells us in the Gospel of John, when he realized that all authority has been given to him by the Father, what did he do? He washed the feet of his disciples. What an example. What an example. And it's sad when even in church that is not done. We're here to serve one another. We're here to serve one another. At times, will it cost our time? Will it cost even our resources to be a help to others? Yes, because we're not here for ourselves. We're here for the Lord Jesus whom we serve, and we're here to serve one another. Amen? And so what happens if we fail to be the salt of the earth? What happens if we fail to be the salt of the earth? Jesus said, When we go to Matthew, let me just drink. Matthew 5. These are not my words. These are the words of our Lord Jesus. Matthew 5, let's go back. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. Who said these words? Wow. Strong words. Strong words. But we take it really seriously because God would want to encourage us that when we operate as salt of the earth, you and I, our lives can make a difference. We start in our own homes. We start in the workplace where we're at. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now in your walk with God? And so he's challenging all of us because I don't want to be called by the Lord good for nothing. Oh. No, we don't want that to hear from the Lord. What we want to hear from God is, well done, good and faithful servant. Good and faithful servant. Because, you know, something has been entrusted to us. Parents, you have been entrusted with valuable lives. And God has given you that special role, that your lives be a model to your children, that when they reach the age of reason, they would say, I want what mom and dad has. I want that they have Jesus. You know, my niece, Angela, she's teaching Haley, she's 5, about the praying to Jesus. And, you know, they were having this conversation. And we overheard Angela saying, you know, just pray to Jesus. What's bothering you? And so Haley did this. Dear Jesus, I'm bored. In the mind of a young person, it might be her big problem is she's bored. She's got nothing to do. It's amazing. Can I say that? Can I use that as a jumping thing for us to realize? We have a generation that they have all the gadgets. Can you imagine? Tablets here and there. So many things. And yet, a generation that says, I'm bored. Nothing. There's no boredom in the kingdom of God. There's so much to do for the kingdom of God, I'm telling you. So whether you're a young person, kahit na you're in your 80s, 70s, you have something to do for God. We need prayer warriors. We need people to serve. There's so much need. Kaya next Sunday, as we do our servanthood class, I'm going to let you know what are the needs of the church today. So much. So much to do for the Lord. Amen. Will it require a time sacrifice on our part? Yes. At times we have to give up certain things for us because there's a cost in being a disciple of Christ. So we would want to choose what God has called us to do. Amen. And so there will be a continuation of this study because there's so much to learn. I don't want to be like an overload. What we would want us to realize is God has called us to be the what? The salt of the earth. Let our presence bring flavor. You know who's pleased? God is pleased, number one. He's enjoying when you and I are doing what we have been called to do. And what else? As salt, we preserve the corruption around us. And so how do we do it? We do it, someone said, it's hard to eat or swallow the whole elephant. You know, someone would say, what's your goal in life? To glorify God. Can we make it like simpler than that? How can I start glorifying God? Visit someone who's sick? Or write, you know, with the technology now, send an email to someone you know who needs encouragement. Amen. Pray. Come to. There's so many things to pray about. Not the number one ministry of the church is to come together in prayer. Amen. Be a serious student of the Word of God. I am so blessed with a sister that's so loves the second coming of our Lord. So she would always update us with the things going on. We give you an update because we need to know what's going on around us. When this tension that's happening right now in the Middle East, it's being like the center, and Israel would be the center of it all. We know that the coming of our Lord Jesus is so soon and at the door. So as we end, the challenge here, number one, is are we being the salt of the earth? Second thing is, when you and I are reminded of the coming of our Lord Jesus, are we spiritually ready for his coming? Because Jesus said, occupy with the Father's business until he comes. Amen. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Amen. The Lord has encouraged us today that in that story, I want you to read the entire verses of Genesis. We started from 18, 16 to 33. Make a note, please, and read that on your own time. Genesis 18, 16 to 33, because when Abraham pleaded to God, God heard his prayer. God preserved a family that was there because he was saying, Lord, you cannot do this judgment when there are certain righteous people. And that's how faithful God is. Today, because we are observing prayer and fasting, we would like to function as salt of the earth in our praying. Wag po nating alisin. Let us not allow the enemy to rob us from any lies when you and I are waiting for the results to our prayers. Because when we come to the Lord, we come not on our terms, but in his terms. Whether it be how he would bring the solution to the problem or how he would bring the deliverance or the healing to anyone we're praying for. We always need to look at God's perspective in everything that we are to give to him in prayer. Amen. Praise God. But today, let's just thank him for his mercy and grace still operating in our lives. Amen. Kaya rightfully that we were led today, great is the faithfulness of God, for his mercies are new every day. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you've given us to be reminded, Lord God, of the power of what Jesus has accomplished for us. That for any one of us that has made that decision to receive the forgiveness of all of our sins because of the finished work of Christ. Lord, it's a simple thing that you ask people, and that is to come to you in repentance, O God, and receive our forgiveness, O God, through the blood that Jesus shed. That our life from this day on, from a person that receives Christ and commits himself or herself to the Lord, it's a decision that we will never regret. But in fact, Lord God, you begin to open up our spiritual eyes to see that, God, life is not just about us. Life is about you, Lord Jesus, serving you and serving others, God. We thank you that you're also mindful of our needs, God. That's who you are. You are a tender Father God who takes care of our needs. And so, Lord God, but you would want to enlarge us. You would want to bring us to the next level of our faith. Lord, oh God, even when we go through difficult times or testings, Lord, your grace is still there. You comfort us and you deliver us from all of our afflictions and troubles. That's who you are. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. You have the power. You have the wisdom. You're the source of everything that we need. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for our pride. Lord, forgive us, O God, for taking you away from our lives, O God, that prayer becomes the last resort of the things that we do when we go through bumps in our lives, God. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that it is you that guides us to show us that, Lord, you have a purpose in all of this because you are preparing all of us for the second coming of our Lord Jesus. Our prayer for everyone in this congregation, even for those who are not here with us today, that through the work of your Spirit, you would just encourage us to continue. That you would revive our hearts when our hearts are fainting, God. That, Lord, oh God, that you would open up our eyes, Lord God, to see that, Lord, we can make a difference in the lives of others who are in darkness. And they need Jesus desperately, God. Lord, break the complacency in all of us. Break the self-centeredness, God. Forgive us, Lord. We ask that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, that you would grant us the grace to be true disciples of Jesus. Grant us wisdom to understand the signs of the times that we are living in. Cause us not to be numb, Lord God, when we talk about your second coming and we go with the flow that says, oh, we have been talking about that and nothing has happened. But we know that, Lord, it's happening right before our eyes, that the prophecies are being fulfilled, oh God, and we don't want to miss it, Lord. So, Lord, today we come to you just as we are, and we ask, Lord, for your forgiveness. Cleanse us, God. Begin to have that talk with God where you're seated right now, to come to the Lord. What the Spirit of God is showing to you, have this moment and talk with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For great is your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, God. As we ask for forgiveness, we thank you, Lord, O God, for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, O God. And Lord, we thank you that, Lord, you had a great plan for Abraham. You also have great plans for your people today. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you are with us. And may we cooperate with your Holy Spirit, that the God-given destiny, Lord God, in the lives of everyone in this congregation, in the lives of our children and yet to be born, the youngest baby, Lord God, hallelujah, that, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that you're equipping the parents of these children, oh God, Lord, oh God, to be strong men and women of faith, oh God, that they may impart the greatest legacy, and that is having Christ in their lives, Lord. We ask, Father God, for wisdom upon parents, all guardians, grandparents, oh God, who have direct influence over the lives of young minds, that, Lord, in Jesus' name, steer us to pray for them. Steer us to have a moment with them, oh God, to tell them about Jesus when we bring them to the beach, to the park, that we will remind them that you created all of this, oh God. Grant us wisdom on how to share the gospel, Lord God, in a manner that the children would understand it, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you would revive us as a church, Lord. We ask for the unction of your Spirit, the anointing of your Spirit to flow through us. Cause us to see the lost in our midst, oh God. And help us to persevere in our praying that we should never give up. And so, Lord God, we come before your throne of grace today as we break into prayer circles. And our focus would be people that you have placed in our hearts, a burden for people that needs to be won for Jesus. And so come, Holy Spirit, be in every prayer circle. Guide us in our praying today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's do that right now and let's form our prayer circles. Let it be the focus of our prayer today is for our unsaved loved ones, family members, friends, relatives. If you're working, people in the workplace, ask the Holy Spirit to help you in lifting them up. Praise God. Praise God. It's time for us to be serious in our interceding and even in our praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Invite the Holy Spirit. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, Jesus. My own family, God, I pray for Joel, God. I pray for all my good secrets. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask for your mercy and grace, oh God, have mercy, Lord. We ask for your mercy, O God. Come, O God. Come, Lord. Baba, In Jesus' name, come and heal. Come and heal lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, oh God. God of mercy, oh God, have mercy, God. God of mercy, Lord Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Pour out your grace and mercy, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, save many young people, oh God. Save many young people, God. Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, oh God. Amen, oh God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, Panginoon. Mahal mo kami, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Praise God. Yes. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Of mercy, oh God, of mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord forever. God of salvation, we cry out to you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the work of your Holy Spirit in all of us, oh God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Those who cry out to you.
Yes, yes, oh God.
Those who have no hope.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
We want to be a people to stand. We want to be a people.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Father, we thank you for reminding us today the importance of coming together, standing in the gap. Lord, when eternity is hanging in the balance, oh God, you steered us today to come before your presence because, Lord, nasa'yo, in you, we find mercy and grace only in you. We thank you, O God, for your grace that's still operating in our lives and in the lives, O God, of people. Names of people were mentioned before your throne of grace today. And we thank you that Jesus, that you are the light of the world that has come to us, that your light is piercing through the darkness, hovering upon the lives of many that have been lifted up today. Loved ones, O God, relatives, friends, oh God, many more young people to come to know Christ in their lives, oh God. We pray for many young people who have hatred in their hearts that, God, it's only the message of the gospel that can bring healing to them. And God, we pray that, Lord, you would send us, oh God. Send us as a church. Send us as a people of God, Lord, to the many lives, oh God, that, Lord, you bring our way. Lord, at times, oh God, it's people within our reach, in our homes, oh God. We thank you today as we ask, Lord God, for the anointing of your Spirit to flow through us. We receive the spirit of perseverance, oh God, the kind of spirit that would endure, Lord God, even when testing comes, oh God, that we will not give up, Lord God, to never give up, Lord God, doing good, praying for people, sharing, Lord God, about the gospel to others, being kind in our giving, oh God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for the many lives that are being touched and blessed by the gospel in Montalban, oh God. We believe that, Lord, you're going to, Lord, save many more, Lord God, even within our communities, oh God, in the city of Carson where you have situated us. Lord, today we even come together as a church, Lord, lifting up America to you, O God. We thank you for its godly roots, Lord God. And we know that, Lord, only through the power of your Spirit can you restore America back to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for our present, O God, during these difficult times as a country, O God. We pray for your wisdom to be upon him, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray for all of his advisors, O God. Lord, it's not about what party they belong to. What matters is people, men and women in the positions of authority, O God, may their hearts be turned to you, Lord Jesus. From you all authority comes from, O God. You have blessed them to be in that position. You can take them out too, O God. And we ask continually for godly leaders in our government, godly leaders in our school for the sake of our children, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, wake us up as a church, O God, to see what the enemy is doing, O God, and that we may do our part faithfully, Lord God. Faithfully doing what has been entrusted to us, oh God. And so, Lord, thank you for touching everyone in this congregation today. We thank you that we will leave this place, oh God, filled with the power of your Spirit and the love of God. That, Lord, we will be the salt in our homes. We will be the salt in our workplaces, oh God. Our children, our young people will be the salt in their schools, oh God. In our communities, oh God. And so, Lord, even in our workplaces. So, Father God, send us forth in the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask for your divine protection upon us as a church, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O God. And that, God, we may pass this on to others who need Jesus in their lives. That you will dismiss us in the love and the grace of our Lord. Thank you, Father God, for being here for us, that you're our refuge and our strength, O God. That we are dismissed, Lord God, in your love and grace, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you all. Praise God. Praise God.
Jesus, my shepherd and only provider. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside beside the still water. He restores my soul. Surely goodness and mercy.